as a customer, when they say, I'm not that picky, they're going to pick you to pieces.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 20 of the Contractor Files.
We're back again today with another episode, and this time we're going to go through some highlights or lowlights or insights. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, we thought that as this is a kind of a, you know, an anniversary, so to say, 20 episodes in. So we thought we would go over some of our comments, more recent comments that we've received from you guys, our viewers, and just highlight them for the world to see. They're already out there for the world to see, but we just thought we would kind of share a few of our favorites or not favorites, and so this is a special episode for you guys.
There you go. And do you want to kick off our episode?
Okay, sure. So we're just going to read our comments that we've received and kind of comment on them. But I'll go with the first one. This is by Discus Writer. Don't know who that is. But they said, it's just straight to lawyers with some customers. It's best to just badmouth them forever. Getting a deposit and never going back is 100% profit. And you cannot argue with that. Getting a deposit and never going back is 100% profit for a time. And then if you have lawyer fees, that's going to definitely eat into your profit. But if you have that figured in to what you've been charging those customers. So that's Discus Writer. And sounds like he's riding around.
There you go. Yep. We got Brad P. Are we supposed to read who all these are? Is that what we're going to do?
Sure.
Okay. Brad P. 915 says, everyone is too expensive. Mm. And then the one right under that's Man.
Yep. I see that.
He says $120 an hour all day, no matter what I'm doing. You know, really and truly, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're good at it and you're specific with your trade, it's pretty simple to charge $120 an hour and make people happy, and you make a good living in the process for sure.
Yep. Next one is JRL Restorations LLC. And he said, or she said, cheaper subs are felons. Illegals, drug addicts, contractors hire the cheaper subs, not the best. All about the money. And I would say that is true for some contractors. They definitely go with the cheapest. But if you're around any contractors that have been in business for a while, they have caught on. They realize that these cheaper contractors actually could cause you more money in the long run if you plan on being a long-term business. So while that is true for, I think, kind of some of the startup contractors or maybe not as reputable contractors, a lot of the more steady, established construction companies are going to vet their subs. But that is a good point there, JRL Restorations.
There you go. I've got one here. Smith JL 2015 says, another contractor red flag is complaining about their customers. That is a very good point. If you bring a contractor in and you're getting an estimate on your job, and they're complaining about other customers the whole time they're working on your estimate, then I would say take a little advice from Smith JL 2015 and fire the contractor before you hire him. That's probably not going to turn out to be a good situation.
Yes. Yep.
That is definitely true. A red flag.
David Brown says, electric contractor here. The bid is the bid. No deductions. Just tell me what you would like me to eliminate from the job if you need to save money. And I would say that is 100% a good approach. The bid is the bid, And if you don't like the price, then let's talk about reducing that scope of work. Because, you get the point. You get that.
I like this one. It's at Scott Crockett 8270.
Uh-huh.
And they said, red flag. When they say, as a customer, when they say, I'm not that picky, they're going to pick you to pieces. And I'd say we've heard of that quite often. Yeah. So that's probably right. If you go to look at a job and they're telling you something specific over and over again, like, we're not picky. We're not that picky.
Yes.
You might want to beware.
Yes. All right. This one's from Jason Donnelly, 8940. And Jason says, nope. Companies want to pay $50K a year for skilled trades. I'll just do something else. And I think what he's trying to say there, it probably would help if we knew which video he was talking about there. But I think what he was mentioning is that people are only going to pay you $50,000 a year for trades. So why get into that? And the answer to that is it is not accurate. There are some that will only pay you $50 or less. But there are definitely industries in construction, trade industries, electrical, plumbing, carpentry, that you can make much more than $50,000 a year around here. And we're not like the cost of living isn't real high around here. So I'm sure as you get into places like California and different places like that, you're probably going to make way more than $50,000 a year as a skilled trade. So while I do get the sentiment there, it's not always accurate. And sometimes, in fact, a lot of times, contract construction companies, construction workers can make a lot of money.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay, the next one, I don't know how this is pronounced, so I'm just going to spell it out. It's at K-E-L-S-O-C-O-L-T. So, he makes a good point here. He or she says, well, when you go attacking the Mexican community, that is the labor for this country, you're going to have a problem. Ask Florida. They've got a point there. The Mexican community is a large labor force in this country, and mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with them at all. Mm-hmm. If they've come in here legally and they want to work like everyone else,
yep.
I say go for it. Hire all of them you can.
Yep.
But if they're illegal, you cannot hire them. According to our federal government, you're not supposed to hire illegals for yep. your business. So that's up to you how you want to deal with that. But yes, if they're legal and they're Mexicans, they're just as good as anybody else. Not any different than any other group. Yeah. Laborers, as a general rule of thumb, are just hard to find. So yes. if you find good ones,
yep.
make sure you keep them and pay them well
yep.
in the process, for sure.
Yeah. Yep. All right. this is by Trevor's...
Schelling?
Yeah, Trevor's Schelling, 6804. This person said, pay employees more, and there's no more labor shortage. Let more immigrants into the country to work too. And I think that there is some truth there to that. I do think that labor wages should match the skill level, the skill level and the, sorry, I'm trying not to laugh there. There is definitely a catching up to do in some cases where the wages do need to match and be raised. But I wouldn't say that that's the case all across the board. I think that you have a lot of people pursuing careers that don't have anything to do with trade. And I think that's a major issue. And I also think there's a major issue with people not wanting to work a physical job in general. But there's a lot of things that go into that. But I'm happy that you wanted to point that out and comment on the work on the video, and let more immigrants into the country to work too. I like that they use the word immigrants and not illegal immigrants. So I'm all for letting more immigrants into the United States legally. So
for sure, at Adrian Mobley 6805 said, "Nice video, fellas. Although you're specifically talking about contractors, this applies to other types of professionals too. I recently decided to distance myself from a financial advisor who exhibited some of the same behavior you described." That's our big key with a lot of this. We like talking about contractors because we've had a lot of years experience in the contracting side of things. But really and truly, when you talk about how you treat customers, how you run a business, how you present yourself, and how you grow, really all of that crosses the lines to a lot of different businesses. Yep. And sure trades, does. Professions, all those things. So for sure, we want to make points that not only apply to contractors, but apply to anyone out there trying to make a living and run a business the way they should and grow their American dream, for yep. sure.
Yep. let's see. This one's going to be short. So this is Happy Days 1721, and he said, "Thanks, Captain Obvious." So I am very thankful that that he knew whatever it was we were talking about in that clip or that video. So thank you for thanking us for being obvious, and I'm glad that it was obvious. So that means we're on the right track here. Things are changing in our culture if things that we say are obvious. So that's good.
Yeah, that's the funny part. We got a good one here too. This is at Raiden MLBB 8294. He had a very complimentary thing to say to us. Bro is on to nothing. So thank you for that. You know, we really like compliments. We appreciate it when people like what we have to share. And we appreciate if you don't like what we have to share. That's fine.
Yes, yeah. I got a good one here. It says, "Who is that young fellow that looks like Ryan Gosling?" And no, I think I made that one up.
I don't see that one.
the problem is they didn't specify me or you, so I'm not sure. I get that all the time, though, so. No, I'm going to read a real one here. It's Drake. Oh, boy. This is by Drake. Oh, Drake, okay. Okay. Anyways, 8823. It's a long one. And this person says, "Basically, instead of paying advertisements, just mess up on purpose, preferably a fake mistake that can get fixed easily." And this guy might be on to something.
I'm sure that's what we were saying.
No, I'm 100% sure that's not what we were saying. I think we said something about the best advertisement is doing a good job and fixing your mistakes, but not the ones that you make on purpose. If you want to try that business strategy, go ahead and then let us know. You know what? He made this comment a couple months ago, so maybe he already knows if that works or not. So feel free to reach out and let us know how that strategy is helping your business.
Okay, there's not any more that I see.
Okay. Oh, I got a couple more.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Here, you want to borrow?
No.
You're not? Okay.
They're funny, though.
All right. There's how about I read one to you, and then you answer it.
Okay.
I got four more.
You got four?
Yeah, this will be the speed round, the lightning round.
Okay.
"I've held insurance ever since I became a sub, and I've only been asked for my insurance certificate once."
Good for you. Everybody should have their insurance. You have to have your insurance. And hopefully you never need to provide your insurance. But a lot of times it is necessity, especially if you're doing work for larger companies or insurance jobs. They want proof of your insurance to do the work. So
yes.
Good job.
All right. Pet all dogs. I like that username. Pet all dogs.
Oh, I thought it was a statement. Like, you need to pet all dogs.
I think so. Pet all dogs. You're walking through the park and you just got to pet them all. It's like
come home with four fingers.
Yeah. People that have to touch, you know, certain things to or their OCD. This one's got to pet all dogs. All right. Says, tell them. I don't know if they mean us or the customer. Probably the customer. Tell them, because I really like you, this is the discounted price.
There you go. Now that is a way to trick people. You tell them that and they feel like you're giving them a discount. Mm-hmm. Sure, tell them.
All right. Oh, that's not true in all cases, but thanks for the info.
I'd say there's a lot of videos where people can say that's not true in a lot of cases. And matter of fact, what's funny is you can look at our videos and we can look back sometimes and say, that didn't come out the way that I meant it.
Yeah.
So if you see a video and you're like, that's not true in all cases, it may not be exactly that's what we meant anyway.
But you know what? Comment, and that will help our videos. Just there comment and let us know how we're wrong, and we will thank you. Maybe with episode 40, we will read your comment. So, all right. I think that's it.
There you go. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and comment about our comments.
Yeah, that's right. We commented on you, so.
But in the meantime, you need to go on and get our estimating app.
Yep.
To make your estimating of kitchens and bathrooms real simple and easy.
That's right.
Why don't you tell them?
Yep, just go to myestimatingapp.com. Myestimatingapp.com. And you can sign up for a free trial for this estimating software and use the promo code podcast and you will get a nice discount and you will never look back. So, all right.
Thanks everyone for listening.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcast, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.